The American state of North Dakota is one of the leading destinations for refugees coming to the United States. Each year, about 400 refugees arrive in larger cities like Fargo. Their new lives in North Dakota are not easy. But some refugees themselves are working this holiday season to make life easier for others. 16-year-old Pooja Chetri and 18-year-old Maria Tuya are among the students who developed the Kids Food Pantry. It provides food to the poor. The students began the project with help from the Great Plains Food Bank. Chetri fled Nepal with her family when she was 10 years old. Tuya is a refugee from South Sudan. Both know what it is like to want for food.
Sometimes we don't have like that much to eat, you know. Usually there's like a box of cereal.
It's definitely sometimes a struggle when I open the fridge, you know, there's not much we could, you know, pick from.
But there are many foods to pick from at the Great Plains Food Bank. Chetri is almost crying as she describes the rewards she gets from helping to feed those in need.
When they're coming through the door and going out, they're so delightful. There's so much gratefulness in their face expression. Just know that they're getting little hopes each day when you're handing these food out.
And the community service is needed. Almost 15% of the city's people live in poverty. The organization Legacy Children's Foundation made the food project possible. Legacy Children's Foundation provides support in reading, math, and other subjects, and offers additional services to help students complete high school. It also teaches students the importance of community service. Executive Director Mary Jean Dean says many refugee students especially need help to stay in school.
They really are challenged with feeling like they're fitting in. They look different, they talk different, they have a different dialect. They don't always understand exactly what the teacher wants, so there's lots of questions.
Pooja Chetri knows this painful feeling well.
When you see people in your grade level and you're not there, you're so far behind and you're taking out of class regularly, it just hurts.
Chetri and Tuya are among Legacy's success stories. Both students are grateful.
Honestly, if this program didn't exist, I wouldn't be here. I don't know. What would I be doing?
Tuya will graduate from high school later this year.
Not only has it helped me with, like, school and, like, you know, education, it's also helped me with, like, leadership skills and, like, confidence.
The two say they wanted to help others because of the help Legacy provided them.
When someone is helping you do better, you just want to get back and make someone's health life better. Just small kindness can go a long way.
The students' community service is not just at the food bank. They also take food and blankets to local homeless shelters. The girls and students like them are bringing some holiday warmth to Fargo's very cold winter nights. I'm Alice Bryant.